This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ayo, welcome into the second half of Sports Talk. I'm Jeff Nowak, filling in for Steve Geller. We're taking you up till 8 p.m. I'm alongside Charlie Long, doing all the important work over there, moving all the buttons and knobs that make us sound good. Big fan of your work, Charlie.
We're gonna appreciate it.
Yeah, we're gonna get after it. We're gonna bring in Kevin Henry, color analyst for Oklahoma basketball, later in the hour to talk about Jeremiah Fears. You know, a guy, and we heard in the Sports Flash, Andrew Lopez sounded like he wants Jeremiah to play with no fear. I'm going to try to get that out of my system early because, you know, we have a guy named Fears and a guy nicknamed DQ. So it's going to be a lot going on.
The Zero Fears jersey is elite.
It's perfect.
It's so good. And I can't wait to get it. Apparently, the Pelicans are also potentially getting a jersey rebrand. So, you know, we'll see what happens there.
You know, we could talk about rebrands. I mean, I feel like NBA teams have so many jerseys at this point that I don't even know what their jersey actually is.
Yeah, well, the yearly kind of in-season tournament or the special city edition changes year to year.
It's crazy.
But just getting a general rebrand for the Pelicans, I think, would be a lot of fun, at least with their jerseys. I know that people love the jerseys that they had. Like, I think 2021 was their city edition jerseys, and everybody loves those. And, you know, people like the Skeleton rebrand that they did
like
a couple years ago.
I
love
one.
The color scheme of the Skeleton brand with, like, the purple and the green. It's kind of like the voodoo colors, the black.
Yep.
It's really, really cool. But I think Chris Dotson was kind of teasing that NBA reporter that we have on the show very often, that the Pelicans could be in for some new jerseys too, but we already know that a new thing has popped up for the Saints. So I know you wanted to talk about that.
We're going to talk about that. I have a lot of opinions on this Pelicans branding, and there's been a lot of missteps over it. Remember Won't Bow Down? Remember that whole, I will never forget Pierre the Pelican coming out, banging a drum and trying to get the crowd to cheer, Won't Bow Down. And they were just like, nah, we're not doing this.
It's like the, what do the Panthers do? Keep pounding. Yes.
But that was like part of, you know, when you build it on the
Sam
course
Mills,
of a
right?
Super Bowl run, right? Like, and like you build it that way, there's some energy behind it. When you just try to throw it out there because, like, we got Zion, we're fun now. It doesn't work that way. And it was all based on, like, LeBron James, right? It was based on, like, we made this big trade with the Lakers and now even making your identity off of another team, that's a problem. Anyway, just some missteps, right? It's got to be natural. You know, and I think the Saints kind of learned that a little bit too when they rolled out their alternative black helmets a few years ago. I don't think it landed the way they thought it was going to land. I think they had something there and it just didn't work. Today, they rolled out another alternative helmet, and the way they rolled it out on social media was with two words, you're welcome, because fans have been asking for a while for white alternate helmets. And that's what they got today. It's a white helmet. It's designed basically for the Color Rush jerseys. If you know what the Color Rush jerseys look like, these were not really, you know, you can call them an alternate helmet. This is really a helmet designed to match the Color Rush jerseys. And I think they nailed it. I think it looks really nice. One of my big critiques was that bizarre fleur-de-lis stripe, a gold stripe on the black helmets. They didn't get rid of the little tiny baby fleur-de-lis completely, but they at least understated it with the gold stripe over it. So it's really more of a feature than an actual design. I think it looks good. I'm excited to see it get out there.
I like it too. I think the word that the Saints Twitter folks used was icy. It just looks clean. I like the look, Jeff. And with the all white uniform, it's going to look really, really clean. I will say I was laughing because I'm looking at Twitter, and one of the first responses was the White Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Yeah, a little bit.
It says how it's going to look with the all white uniform. So that's pretty funny. But no, if you haven't seen it, go check out WWL.com. Jeff, I know you did a story on it, kind of showing the new debut helmet that the team was kind of teasing, I guess you would say, earlier on the week. It's officially dropped. You can get a first look at it. I think once you see it all combined with the Color Rush uniforms, right, it's going to look really, really nice.
Yeah, and I think one of the things the Saints have struggled with over the course of these, you know, they loosened jersey restrictions in 2021, which allowed teams to start breaking out alternate jerseys, alternate helmets, and at a higher rate, right? But the Saints, one of their issues is, you know, they have a classic jersey combination that is always kind of voted high,
sure,
in terms of, okay, who has the best uniforms? And one of the reasons is because it's simple, it's clean, it works. And if you try to do too much with your designs, it takes away from that, and suddenly it's cluttered, and suddenly you're seeing the helmet, and it's gotta fit. It can't be the feature. It's gotta be part of that product. And I think that's where the black helmet went wrong, is they tried to do too much.
It didn't, fit's a good word. It didn't fit with the Color Rush.
Exactly.
I think that this new helmet will definitely fit a lot better.
And I'm interested to see what they do with that black helmet, because I don't think they're just going to throw it in the trash.
No, I don't think so either.
And I would like to see them use it in the black combinations.
Right there.
Because
it just
stood out. Like it just did not fit with the white jersey. So let's throw it on the black jersey. Let's see what happens. You can wear these up to four times a year. So we'll have to see. First two games at home.
Yep.
Wouldn't be surprised if one of those two games, maybe week two against the 49ers. I don't think you're going to start the season with it. Maybe week two against the 49ers, we could see it. But yeah, check out WWL.com. We've got the pictures. We've got it all up there. Get a look at the new Saints helmet. Again, I'm Jeff Nowak. This is Sports Talk. Charlie Long behind the glass. We're taking you up till 8 p.m. We're going to hit the break, come back, chat with Kevin Henry, color analyst for Oklahoma basketball. Get the lowdown on new Pelicans point guard Jeremiah Fears kicking off the summer league tomorrow. Keep it locked on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rolling back in on Sports Talk live on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. I'm Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. We're going to turn over to the Oakwin Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Bring on Kevin Henry, color analyst for Oklahoma basketball. Going to give us the lowdown on the number 7 overall pick, Jeremiah Fears, young kid out of the Sooner State. Kevin, how are you doing this evening? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So, Kevin, you know, obviously he was a one and done. You know, it's college basketball is weird. We don't see as many, you know, one and dones as maybe we used to now that there's money to be made in college. But I guess, you know, from watching Jeremiah over the course of this season at Oklahoma, what did you kind of learn about him? What did you see in terms of growth over the course of that season for a kid who's still, what, 18 years old, turning 19?
Yeah, I mean, that was the biggest thing. I think, you know, getting better each and every week, each and every game, you were able to see the growth in his game just throughout the season. Now, there's, you know, here's the thing. As you mentioned, he's only 18 years old. I mean, he was supposed to have been a high school senior last year, and instead he reclasses up. You know, a lot of kids reclass down, but he reclassed up, similar to Cooper Flagg. And those guys are young. And, you know, so you knew he had talent. You knew Jeremiah was going to be so explosive. His athleticism just jumps off the page when you watch him play. But you knew there was going to be a learning curve. And not only was he going into, you know, one of the toughest conferences in college basketball, the SEC last year was, you know, by all metrics, was one of the best conferences. So you knew that he was going to have a stumble here and there, but what he did was he just continued to get better and better each and every week. Now, when we got to conference play, it was hard. And so teams really locked in on him and did a good job on him. But again, part of growth for him was figuring out ways to just push through and continue to help the team win ball games and continue to get better himself. And, you know, for a guy that averaged 17-4-4 as a freshman, as an 18-year-old or whatever, I mean, that's just terrific for him. And he took us to the NCAA tournament. And so I can't say enough good things about Jeremiah. He's so fast. I mean, you watch him play. He reminded a lot of us here in Oklahoma, a lot of Russell Westbrook. Not just because of the headband, not just because of he wore number 0, but just the way he pushed the ball down the floor, his size, 6'3", 6'4", as a point guard, and just can get to the rim, and he'll finish over a lot of big guys. I mean, he had several dunks this year down the lane that were just, you know, big-time highlight plays for him. And so it was fun to watch him continue to grow and get better and just figure out ways to not only for him to improve his own personal game, but also help our team.
Yeah, full disclosure, I am a UConn basketball fan. I grew up in the North. So my biggest exposure to Jeremiah this season was in that NCAA tournament game. And I remember watching that, especially the first half. I think they took care of him a little better in the second half. But there was a point I was like, wait, this is a freshman? You know, he's dominating that game on this massive stage. And, you know, that UConn team kind of smothered him a little bit in that second half. But he just seems to have this ability to control his body at top speed, find people in the open court. I guess my question is, if you had to pick one thing that you think he needs to work on to succeed at the NBA level, what would you say that is?
Well, without a doubt, it's his shooting. You know, he's got to shoot better from three. He was only 28% from three last season. Now, a lot of that's tough. I mean, he ends up with the ball in his hands a lot, late shot clock situations, having to get one off, having guys fly at him. And so those are things that I think will level themselves out. I'm not saying he's going to, you know, be a 40% from three type of player, but expect his three-point shooting to go up. And he range is not a problem. So, I mean, so he can shoot it from deep. He'll be fine. But 28%, if you're looking down the stats as something he needs to improve on, that's probably it. And he went through a stretch this year. I mean, he knows all the NBA eyes were on him. After the first month of the season, he had a lot of attention. And so I think part of – and he shot the ball well early, but I think he got a little bit hesitant because he didn't want his three-point field goal percentage to drop, I felt like. But, I mean, from a day-in and day-out, week-in and week-out standpoint, I thought Jeremiah, he out of all the great things that he does, his speed, his quickness, his handle is unbelievable. His athleticism, you know, he can pass it. He's not afraid to pass, not afraid to make a dangerous pass. He gets into the lane. He's going to draw defenders like crazy. And so the driving kicks are going to be wide open. He throws the lob. I mean, so all those things he's great at. I think the one thing he's got to get better at the next level to really excel is going to be his shooting. And he's good off the dribble. He's good in the mid-range. But I think it's his three-point shooting. Only shot 28% last season from three. That's what's going to separate him from being good to great.
Kevin, you would know better than me, but you know, when I was doing the scouting report with Jeremiah Fears and kind of looking into him, the thing that kept popping up, one of the things that you had talked about already was the handle. It's unbelievable. It's just like the kid's got some of the best handles of any point guard or any player of basically the past half decade that entered the draft. And he's, once again, it's so impressive that he's only 18 years old. But the other thing that kept popping up was the clutch gene that he has as well. And once again, you would know better than me. I think there was a game early on in the season, I want to say it was against like Michigan. I know it was a tournament team. It was a solid team where he just went nuts early on in the year in one of his first games with Oklahoma, including some really big shots late. So I want to get your thoughts and hear from you about the clutch gene that Jeremiah Fears also showed very early on in his career at Oklahoma.
Well, if you're a point guard, you have to have that clutch gene. If you're going to be worth your salt, especially at that level, you got to be able to make shots. You cannot be afraid of the moment. And I tell you what, he came in and from day one, you just knew he wasn't going to be afraid of the moment. And, you know, there's certain players. We've had them here. We've had Buddy Hield. We've had Trae Young. We've had Austin Reeves. We've had guys that have gone on to have really, really good, you know, professional careers. Jeremiah fits that mold. And when he walks in the gym and when you're in the gym with him, it seems like your eyes just can't come off of him. You know, you're just watching every move. He goes over during a break. You're watching how he interacts with his teammates. They go back on the floor. You're watching him move up and down the floor. Then a coach pulls him over. You just find yourself watching him so much. And again, it was similar to Trae Young. We had Trae a few years ago. So I really think that clutch performances that he's had have been terrific. And that's the thing that really separate him from a lot of guards. Yes, he's good. He's fast. He can jump. He can do these different things. But the fact that he's not afraid of the big moments, he can make big shots and do all the things. He's got a chance to be really, really good. You guys as fans out there are gonna really see something special in this kid. And you know, you mentioned a handle. You got to be able to handle the basketball at that level. You've got to be able to handle it, got to be able to shoot it, got to be able to pass it and all those different things. But he's just next level on his handle. It's like the ball's on a string. To have the size, 6'3 or 6'4, and, you know, being able to move, he's not frail either. He's a thick guard that moves so fast. I mean, it's a special build, a special mold that Jeremiah Fears has that's going to be special for years to come.
So the game that I was referencing, I went and double-checked. It was that Michigan game early on in the season. Jeremiah Fears hits an and-one three-point shot to tie the game against Michigan. Then he sinks, you know, the free throw at the very end. So just want to throw that out there. 30-point performance by Fears. Very early in his collegiate career. He had a couple of those at Oklahoma as well, but he's the clutch gene's definitely there. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, he reminds me of someone who grew up playing basketball in the driveway against a guy named Jeremy Fears, right? Like his older brother is a college basketball player, and he's just growing up playing him. Anyway, I do have a question for you. It's a tough one. Trae Young at Oklahoma, Jeremiah Fears at Oklahoma. You got to pick one in a game of one-on-one. Who are you picking?
Oh man, in the game of one-on-one, that's a hard one because Trey's awesome. I mean, you know, we've watched him grow up. He's a kid from Norman, and his speed is next level, guys. I'm telling you. And but Jeremiah is too. But let me finish. Trey is. If I had to pick one, that'd be hard because Trey can shoot it so well. And if you're playing one-on-one, you have to score the basketball, and so you're the only guy out there. Now, Trey, not that Trey led the nation in scoring and assists that year, so obviously Trey can distribute the basketball as well. The places that Jeremiah will level the playing field, especially against a guy like Trey Young, he's going to get out and guard. He's going to guard. He's going to use his frame. He's going to use his size. Now, Trey was older. And Jeremiah, you know, obviously being a younger guy coming in, so it's that's where he's got to learn. He's going to learn how to play defense. I know you guys are going to, you know, love his offensive skill set, but he's going to have to get down and guard, and that's what he's – again, Jeremiah's not afraid to do that type of thing. So it would be a 10 – they're going to 11. It'll be 11-9, 11-10. I think Trey would probably win a handful more of the games, but not a whole lot. He'd win 60% of the games. So if you play 10 games, he'd win 6, Jeremiah would win 4.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, in a game of one-on-one where you can pull up from the logo, that's kind of a separator a little bit. You know, just to change the subject slightly, obviously Oklahoma in the SEC this year for the first year, you know, at 14 teams in the NCAA tournament. Like, for a team that feels like it's on the rise, it's got to be a tough road to tread, you know, walking into a league that's just, like, top to bottom. Now, obviously we are in LSU country, and it wasn't exactly a banner year for the Tigers. But what are your thoughts on just the SEC basketball kind of just culture as a whole? Because it does feel like, you know, you go back a few years, and I wouldn't say that the SEC was the dominant conference. You're talking about like the ACC, even the Big East. Now it's kind of like it begins and ends with the SEC.
I think it's a couple of things. One, coming from our perspective here at Oklahoma, being in the Big 12 as long as we were, we knew that was the best conference in college basketball. You had people like Kansas in that league, and Oklahoma held their own. I mean, we've had Final Four teams here. We've had really good teams here. So, but the Big 12 was so, so difficult. And for Porter Moser, our head men's basketball coach, you know, he had a rough go his first few years just because – we all knew that the Big 12 was the toughest league. I mean, bring teams like Houston in, and they're just so good. Baylor, a blue blood now. And so you get out of the Big 12 and you move to the SEC, where Porter Moser had a lot of success. I mean, we had our record, Porter's record against the SEC was really good going into this current year or this past year. But what happened was you could see the investment that schools were making. You could see the investment that fan bases were making into basketball in the SEC. Obviously, football is king, and so you've seen that for years and years and years. But now it's that overflow is going into other sports, and men's basketball is reaping the biggest benefits. So now here we are, you know, it's 2024-25 season, and so many teams, like you said, 14 teams made the NCAA tournament. So you can just look around as you go up to these schools, and you know, we broadcast our home and away games, and we're on the road with these guys, and you walk into arenas, you can see the investment that these fan bases, these athletic directors and athletic departments have made into their men's basketball and women's basketball programs. There's no wonder, it's no reason to think, why is the SEC so good? And so that's why you see so many good players are all coming back to school, so many good coaches in the league, and the facilities have gotten better and better and better each year. And those that are not there are at risk of falling behind. And then what they do is they're announcing new projects and they're announcing new arena projects and things like that. So it's just, you can see, I always tell people the investment, that's what it boils down to, the investment that's made into men's and women's basketball in the SEC, the football cup overflows into those other sports, and we are reaping the benefits of that, if you will, because it's such a hard league that teams, if you just have a decent year, you have a chance to make the tournament because your RPI and your record, your RPI is so good. So it's been it's a tough go for everybody. I mean, it's hard. You mentioned LSU, and they came in and beat us at home. I mean, so it's a tough go for everybody, but if you can just survive that league a little bit, you have a chance to get to the tournament, and then anything can happen because, you know, anything can happen in March.
Kevin, I want to hop back to fears because ahead of the draft, there was a lot of discussion about this kid potentially going as high as pick 4, where Charlotte was saying, oh, we could see, envision Jeremiah Thiers working next to LaMelo Ball. And I think that surprised a lot of folks. They end up taking Konkanipal, but and the Pelicans take Thiers at 7. And just seeing what the Brooklyn Nets did, you can imagine that if he were there at 8, he would not have fallen past 8, given their kind of draft strategy of just drafting 5 different ball handlers. But that's a different story for a different day. I wanted to ask you, Kevin, because the kind of divide here was you see Jeremiah Thiers with the ball in his hands, and he's just a maestro. We talked about the great handle, the clutch gene. The shooting needs some work, but he can get to the rim. The one thing that folks did kind of have as a detraction on him was the size. He, at the combine, he measured in at 6'2.5" without shoes, but 180 pounds. You know, someone that the defensive deficiencies was the major criticism of him outside of the shooting in his offensive game. So I want to get your thoughts on, you know, what folks were saying about Thiers ahead of the draft and just your general thoughts on his deficiencies in his game outside of shooting, the defensive stuff, and the size.
Well, his size is one thing. You think about your point guard position, you know, what does that look like? What does it feel like? Who do you want to have the ball in their hands? And he's definitely fits the mold of that. And I don't care if he's 6'2 or 6'2.5 barefoot, you know, you play with shoes on. So I'm going to call him 6'3. Maybe we list him at 6'4. What difference did that make? The dude can play and he does what you need him to do. He's like a quarterback and he makes the right plays. And again, from, you know, being 180 pounds, I don't think, you know, the days of having your basketball players in the weight room like Karl Malone are pretty much over. I mean, guys are strong. They're lifting. They're working out. But they're wiry strong. And those guys that are, you know, the lean type of muscle are the ones that usually can, you know, continue to excel and continue to get better. And that's what's going to happen with him. And on top of all that, he's young. And so when you can draft that young talent like that, I mean, I thought he would go anywhere. We were talking about it before the draft, like you guys, like everybody. I mean, 4 to 8 is where we thought he would fall anywhere in there. And so any team that was going to get him was going to be super surprised at just his skill set, the way he can play and having that clutch gene. Now, here's the thing. He is a young, I keep saying he's young because he was supposed to be a high school senior last season when he was with us. So you think about what guys go through in high school, and I know they play AAU tournaments and they play at these different prep schools and whatnot. But a lot of times they'll play 24 games, and it's a lot of those games are against mediocre competition until they go to a big tournament or whatnot. What Thiers did was he came into the best league in the country and survived it, and not only survived it, but was an all-conference type player. And so just think about that and what's going to happen for him as he continues to get older and progress and get better and just, you know, become a veteran in the league. He will have so much more knowledge behind him, and he's just so young. And that's what I think is going to help him as he goes into, you know, year 4, 5, and 6. He's going to have so much more experience under his belt, and the fact that he will then finally be 20-something years old. That's when you're really going to see him blossom into a player. But right now, I mean, you're just scratching the surface with this kid, and that's what our coaching staff was doing every game. I mean, they're coaching because, again, he came off of playing a 22-game high school season as a junior and said, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to go to college early. And so he gets there, and you have to coach him every day. You have to teach him every day. And so every game while we – you know, you play 35 games in college or whatever, he's having to use those games as practices. Those are all learning experiences. He had 180 learning experiences last season with practices and games and scrimmages and exhibitions or whatever. So he's going to have so much more of a runway to get better, and that's why I'm excited for him.
Yeah, you know, one more, and I'll let you go. And this is kind of broad, but, you know, I think Jeremiah is a good example of, you know, okay, so I think with NIL and with the transfer portal, you're seeing some coaches, Rick Pitino has been outspoken about this, like, hey, I'm not going out there and recruiting, you know, spending a ton of effort recruiting because I want the transfers. I want them to come in. They're going to be the guys I play. But then you see like a Duke and they bring in Cooper Flagg and that kind of drives their season. Oklahoma, you bring in Jeremiah Thiers and that kind of drives the season. If you were a coach and you're looking at the kind of landscape of college basketball, what would you be doing? Would you be, you know, throwing in your lot trying to get those like prime one and done players, or would you be spending more of your energy on the transfer portal? I find it kind of fascinating because you look over at a team like Auburn, right? They have a older average roster than the Oklahoma City Thunder this past season. But, you know, I think there's just some level of excitement that comes along with like, wow, you are watching a generational type guy, even for that 1 year. Well, where do you land on that?
Well, I'll tell you, it depends on where your school's at, where your budget's at. I mean, can you afford the top guys in the portal? You got a guy that goes into he plays at a mid-major and he has a great year. He might average 10 points a game at or 12 points a game somewhere at a mid-major. He hits the portal. Those guys can go for $1 to $2 to $3 million in the portal. I mean, there's schools that are paying $4 million for a guy to average 4 points and four rebounds. And so can you afford that type of player? And I think it just depends on where you're at. If you're at a power five, you can hand pick kind of who you want, because one, you should have the NIL budget for that type of thing. And then two, all those guys that average big time numbers at your mid majors, they want to get to that level. They want to, you know, fly on the charter planes and all that type of stuff, and the meals and the travel. And they want that versus the bus ride. So if you can find a guy to average 17 points a game at a team that's riding a bus, and you're a power five saying, hey, we're taking charters every game, we're coming right back, we don't want you guys to miss class, blah, 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 that's who you're going to get. But if you are not in that situation, if your school and your program's not in that situation, you got to go find guys out of high school. You got to find high school guys and develop them, and knowing that a lot of times they're going to get plucked by somebody bigger or better or offer more money or whatever else. And that's just kind of the nature of the beast. I got a lot of friends that are coaching at mid-majors right now, and they recruit guys and they say, hey, we want you to come here. You put up numbers and you get out, you bounce. Come here and average 20 and then you bounce. And that's just kind of the way it is. For a guy like Jeremiah Fears, again, since we're talking about him, you know, you're not watching the top court over here at the AAU tournament. You're watching the younger guys. These guys are still in high school, so have two more years left in high school. And the Porter and his staff having their Chicago background and knowing that Jeremiah was from Illinois, you could go and reach out to and watch that court over there and say, hey, if this kid would decide to reclass up, if he has the credits at his high school to graduate early, let's explore this. Let's have a conversation. And I'm not sure how many people were having that conversation, but if Porter was having that conversation with his family, with Jeremiah and his family, and that thing works out for them, and, you know, I don't know how much money Jeremiah got from an NIL perspective or anything like that, but I tell kids all the time, like, what's the best situation for you? And I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that situation was the best situation for Jeremiah. He came in, yeah, he had to earn it, and he had to work, and he didn't start the first, second, third game or something like that. But as he continued to get better and understand what he was doing out there, the coaching staff had no choice but to throw him in, and he was ready. And he went and just grabbed the reins and said, let's go, and took our team to the NCAA tournament, which Porter Moser hadn't been to since he'd been in Oklahoma. So, I mean, it was a match made in heaven for those guys to work together last year, and obviously met a lot of goals for both of them. And I'm just happy to see Jeremiah continue to, you know, progress and do his thing. And I'm looking forward to this upcoming season with Oklahoma and the guys that they were able to get off of the year that Jeremiah had. If you can go to a recruit and say, a guy in the portal, and say, hey, we just had Jeremiah Fears, look what he did, he's gone, we need another guard to come in and do that. You don't think there's a long line of guards around the country in NCAA basketball that want to come to Oklahoma and do what Jeremiah Fears just did? So, I mean, it's a really good situation. We're in a really good spot. We're fortunate. We're blessed to have those types of opportunities come our way.
This gave me flashbacks to my childhood. My dad would always say, dollars to donuts, and then he would say something wild. But all right, Kevin Henry, color analyst, Oklahoma basketball. Thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it. Great stuff.
You're welcome, guys. Good luck to you guys.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, great stuff there. Jeremiah Fears. Now, Pelicans kicking off summer league action tomorrow. I'm excited.
Yes.
Between these two guys, Derek Queen, Jeremiah Fears, even Micah Peavy, who I've watched a lot. I think they got some exciting guys out there.
This was something that popped up in my feed as well, Jeff. They have the kind of odds, I guess, to win the Vegas Summer League, which I think is pretty fun. Pelicans at 11. I feel like that's a little bit low with all this talent that they got on the Summer League roster. Not just, you know, the kids with Deers and Queen, but also in PV, but also bringing in Misi, and we'll see what the other guys have too. Kind of the two-way contract level guys. But my last thing on Fears is...
Now, I just say, you got to be a real degenerate gambler to be betting on Summer League.
Absolutely. No, that's fair. But I just thought it was kind of interesting. My last thing on Fears is, you know, when Steve and I talked to him on draft night, he's a really good kid, and you can just hear it, you know, when you're speaking with him.
Super dope.
Came up in basically every answer. But, I mean, he was nervous talking on the radio first time after being drafted.
I mean, he just likes the term, man.
Well, he kind of uses that as a crutch, and all of us have crutches when we're speaking. It's just how it is. Great kid, and it's the type of kid that you want to bet on. Yes, there are deficiencies in this game. We talked with Kevin about the shooting offensively, the size, and really what the ceiling is defensively. But man, the flashes that Jeremiah Fear showed. And if you're a Pelican fan, go look at that game that I just referenced earlier on in the interview. His matchup against Michigan, who was a tournament team, made it all the way to the Sweet 16, I believe, is where they met their end against, I think, Auburn back in the NCAA tournament. He went off. I mean, he was the guy, and the guy late in that game, too. The one with the ball in his hands, and he closed out that Michigan team. I think it was on a, it was a neutral site, too. What's up?
A four-point play?
Four-point play. Yeah. He hits a three, and then he gets fouled, and he hits the free throw to close it out. That clutch gene that we were talking about. Fierce is an exciting prospect on the floor. Break it off the floor. It's the type of guy that you want to gamble on.
I'm excited about it. Yes, we do see your text. We will be getting back to football most of the 7 o'clock hour. It's going to be all football. But we got to get the Pelicans in there. I am excited about Fears. I'm excited about Derek. And we're going to talk more about it the rest of the week, definitely after that game tomorrow. But all right, I'm Jeff Nowak. He is Charlie Long. We're taking you up till 8 p.m. here on Sports Talk. Keep it locked on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming back in on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long. We're going to get more into football over the next hour. You know, Saints are kicking off training camp July 23rd. Players report a few days prior to that. A lot of open practices. I'm excited to see the energy level at these open practices when training camp kicks off, because you know we got to kind of have a taste of it at minicamp. I don't know about you, Charlie, but I feel like people are excited about this team in a way I have not seen since, honestly, probably pre-Drew Brees era, right? Like, I feel like during that time,
it's the unknown factor.
Yes, you had expectations, and the bar kept being raised, And, you know, you see this go in cycles with NFL teams is, you know, the Bills are a good example, right? Like the Bills now, they lose in the AFC Championship and it's a disaster. The Bills 3 years ago, when they walked into New Orleans for a Thanksgiving game and they blew them out, like that was the peak. Like they were so excited. Lions 2 years ago when they came into the Superdome and basically took it over. Like the Saints are on that path, they're on that level now where you've had enough bad seasons to reset where we can just get excited about football again. And that's what I'm excited about is, you know, this season might not go well, but it's like we're not going to spend the whole time complaining about how it didn't.
Well, I mean, when every major outlet keeps saying, oh, the 32nd team in the power rankings is the New Orleans Saints. It's just like, okay. I mean, everyone. So it's very similar, actually. And I know that the Pelicans talk we've already kind of had. But the trade that the Pelicans made, right, for Derek Queen, it's the unknown factor. Yeah. You don't know how good the Pelicans are going to be next year. What if they're a playoff team? What if that pick is 15 plus? Then it doesn't matter. That's a fine trade. If they aren't, uh-oh. But same thing with the Saints. There's the unknown factor. National media, when there's unknown, tends to be negative, right? And extraordinarily negative. And that's what you're seeing a lot with the Saints is with most of these power rankings, because just people do not know, they have them that low. And Mike and I talked about the Vegas odds, and I'll ask you about this in the next hour. We'll continue kind of building on that about, you know, sleeper teams, kind of maybe overrated teams, sticking with the NFC. We'll do the AFC next week and kind of stretch it out that way. But just generally speaking, seeing the Saints down there with the Giants, who I think are a complete disaster and have stuck with what they've got with Joe Shane and Brian Daboll for another year, just kind of postponing the inevitable, it's a different situation. And for Giants fans, they feel overwhelmingly negative ahead of this upcoming season.
No.
I mean, just being honest.
I agree.
5.5, right? The Saints are at 5.5 via the Vegas betting odds, but people are at least interested in that unknown factor, right, with Kellen Moore and with the new quarterback competition. It's just, it's two different vibes for teams that, you know, whether it's sports books or national media, have them in the same stratosphere. So I think it's definitely fascinating to kind of keep an eye on.
No question. And big news, you can stream this show and WWL Time Shifted podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Tune in and also now on the iHeart Radio app. Listen to the shows you love and the local content you crave when you want, how you want on Odyssey, iHeart Radio, and Tune In apps. I'm Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. here on Sports Talk, the Big 870 WWL. All right, closing out this hour here on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, bringing you up till 8 p.m. Want to get into a lot of Saints talk in the final hour. Tell us what you think. What are your expectations for the Saints this year? Hit us up in the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Charlie, I need to wax poetic about Drew Brees for a few minutes as we start this next hour because I have some thoughts.
I'm going to ask you about your sleeper and overrated team ahead of the 2025 season via the betting odds, so do a look at that as well.
I'll get ready. But until then, I'm going to keep going back and watching YouTube highlights of the GOAT. All right, keep it locked on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.